way through the book of Colossians. We're in Colossians 1. This session covers verses 9 through 14, and it's entitled, Being Filled. Being Filled. Last week, we were introduced to the believers who lived in Colossae. Their pastor was an individual named Epaphras, who had likely been saved under Paul's teaching in Ephesus. Now, Epaphras has traveled to Rome to consult with Paul in prison. The issue is an influential heresy brought by a group known later as the Gnostics. They taught that faith in Christ alone was not enough. They alleged that Paul's faith and teaching was too simple, too deficient. There was more to Christianity, and they were the experts. Paul writes back to them in this letter carried by Epaphras and read by you today. What a privilege we have to study and read this wisdom. Let's see what the Holy Spirit says to them and you in verses 9 through 14. And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Catch that. You are qualified you to share in the inheritance. Verse 13, He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. In verse 9, Paul contradicts the Gnostic heresy with simple, direct statements. You have all you need, he says, all you need to live the life of faith, bearing fruit for God's glory. You need nothing else. If you try for something more than faith alone in Christ alone, you sin. You call God the Son who said, I am the way and the truth and the life. You call Him a liar. A belief in Christ is sufficient to receive all His blessings. You are fully equipped to serve Him. Live like it. Look again at verse 9. Paul prays that they may be filled with all that they need. Wuest, W-U-E-S-T, a scholar who's passed away. Wuest, a Greek scholar, translates the word Paul uses, not gnosis, G-N-O-S-I-S, which means knowledge, but epignosis, with an E-P-I in front of gnosis, which means super knowledge. The deeper meaning is to be filled with the advanced and perfect experiential knowledge of His will. In other words, your knowledge given to you by the Holy Spirit is greater than that of the Gnostics, who impress you with their intellectualism. You have the knowledge of His will. You have all wisdom through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the accumulated teaching of God's Word. You have all the understanding of truth you need to live a victorious life for Him in the community in which you are planted. You don't need the Gnostics because you have epignosis, super knowledge. Look at verse 12. Ask yourself, I am qualified? Maybe you don't feel qualified to serve Him. You are. You are qualified to share in the inheritance of the saints. You have all that the great ones have received. You have all the inheritance He can give. You're a part of His family. What else could you need? Indeed, what else could you want? He gave His life for you. That is sufficient. So let's dig a little deeper and ask what it means to be filled. Look again at verse 9. The meaning of the Greek word translated filled has a number of implications for your daily life. It means complete and ready to go. The word is used as a ship ready to leave for a long voyage. It is well stocked, filled to the max with all the vital provisions. It can mean controlled by, and that the Spirit is in charge of everything that happens to you, how you will react, and what is the outcome. You are filled with wisdom for daily living. You will know this is right, and you will know this is wrong. You will know it daily, all week. You will know how to act appropriately. Finally, you will realize there is no separation between learning and living. Being filled is both. If we have all this already in Christ, what do we pray for? Henry Ironside, a theologian and preacher, has an answer for us. Do we pray, O Lord, please help me? He is. O Lord, please forgive my sin? He has. How about, O Lord, wash me in the blood, set me apart, make me pure and acceptable to you? This was all accomplished when he gave you or imputed to you his righteousness. Or, receive me into your kingdom. He has, for his kingdom is where he is. Give me your spirit. He has. Save me for Christ's sake. He has. How then do we pray? We should pray, thank you for all you have done and all you have given me. By the way, as a believer, you have all the extra knowledge you need. So, Father, we thank you that your word teaches that we can be comfortable and learn and relax and serve and be inspired by you and taught by your word and have everything we need. And when someone comes in and says you're deficient, you fall short, your knowledge is inaccurate, that all we have to do is turn to your word and know that the truth is there and our lives are directed and supported by you in every way. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.